Welcome to the Vintage Church Podcast. Vintage Church is a movement of truth, love, and community. For more information, visit VintageChurchNola.com. Here is this week's message.
Just want you to know it's okay for you to bob your head in church. That beat brought to us by my dude Sam, killing it. Can we thank God for all of our media arts team that's put on some amazing resources for us again in the book of Revelation. Open up your Bibles to the book of Revelation. We are today going to listen to the purpose, promise, and plan of the apocalypse. And so everybody go, whoo. That's good. And so Revelation is filled with the purpose and the promise and the plan of Jesus Christ. And so what I want to do, go to Revelation chapter 1. If you don't have a Bible, lift up your hand. Our Connect team would love to get you a copy of the Word of God. If you don't own one, please take this home as a gift from our church to you. We believe there's nothing greater in all the world that you can do than to open up God's Word, read it, and apply it in your life. But what I want to do, look up on the screen. We're going to look at Revelation chapter 22, verse 6 and 7, to just kind of get us so excited about this 15-week journey that we're going to take together in the book of Revelation. It says, "And he said to me, these words are trustworthy and true. And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place. And behold, I am coming soon. Blessed." Anybody in the house, just real quick, because I might change my sermon if y'all don't raise your hand. Anybody in the house wants to be blessed? If y'all didn't raise your hand, turn or burn was coming. Blessed. Okay, blessed. Okay, I want to experience blessing. I want to be a part of this blessedness, right? And so blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. All four of my kids, okay, have gone at their own pace and at their own way in regards to learning how to swim. My oldest son, Bolt, very cautious when he first got into a pool. In fact, Bolt didn't want to get into a pool unless we had provided basically like a mini yacht, mini raft for him to sit in. He was very hesitant, wasn't really excited to just jump in. And so we had to gradually move from the yacht to the raft, to the swimmies, to the holding, to finally he learned how to swim. Some of y'all are like, you know, that's me. I've seen John McCann swim. That's still him. And so just telling you straight up, like, that was Bolt. My twin boys, Mac and Burke, I don't think we ever had to teach them how to swim. The moment they could walk, they jumped into the pool and they just got it. No fear at all. They just picked it up real quick. My sweet little princess, she's getting so confident, and she's here with us today, sitting on the front row looking all cute. Love ya. And she's still learning how to swim, but this daddy loves it because when she gets in the pool, she just wants to hold on to daddy all the time, and I don't ever, ever mind holding on to daddy moments. And so we all go at different levels, right? I know in this room, some of you are first-time guests, and you're like, oh, man, trying to give church a try and Revelation? I mean, serious? Pastor Rob's going to be getting charts up here. He's going to be annoying me. I mean, here it comes. And look, some of y'all are scared of Revelation. Some of y'all are intimidated by Revelation. Some of y'all are confused by Revelation. Some of y'all in this house know more about Revelation than I do. And you're going to be really bored in this series because you have mastered Revelation. I know that there's a whole bunch of different levels here. And there's a whole bunch of different levels of understanding. Can I just tell you, as we begin this journey this fall together, we got you. Once again, Pastor Dustin, your lead pastor, has put together with our equipping team some amazing resources. Check out these resources on the screen. You're going to see some amazing things provided to you throughout this series. Now, I've got already printed out an extra resource that you'll be able to find online. Look at the website, vintagechurchnola.com/apocalypse. And you can download, anybody like Cliff Notes? I love Cliff Notes. I don't like reading really long books. And so Cliff Notes, Pastor Dustin has put together a mini commentary on the book of Revelation for us. We are going to distribute this tonight as we go through what we're calling Unveiling the Apocalypse. From 5 to 8 p.m. tonight, we are going to do an equip night. We're going to have a break in the middle with some snacks and some refreshments. Child care is available. Don't miss it. From 5 to 8 tonight, Pastor Dustin and myself are so excited to walk with you through this. You're going to find some resources that we're going to recommend. You're going to find some videos. We love the New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary here in town, and we've had some of the professors, Pastor Dustin teaches over there, we've had some of the professors shoot these short YouTube videos for you to understand Revelation more, and all those are available online for free. I also want you to know we're here for you personally. And so write down this email, pastor@vcnola.com. Pastor Dustin and myself are going to be checking this email. And if you have questions, we're going to have actually a strategic Q&A time tonight. And if you submit questions, even as I'm preaching right now, we will answer those questions through this series. And we're going to be there for you. We've got you because we believe, as we have started to study this book of the Bible, listen, God wants to do some amazing things in our lives. There's a lot of challenges, I know, with the book of Revelation. Listen, this is the most desired book for people to want to read and want to study. But can I also tell you, this is the most feared book by every pastor in the world. We are absolutely horrified to try and preach something that no one at some level has ever mastered. But we go at it with fear and trembling together, clinging to what we know, leaning upon the wisdom of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, and we together are going to hopefully detox some of maybe your anxieties, some of your concerns, some of your confusions. We did at one time consider calling this book of the Bible series the year 2085. Because I know for some of y'all, y'all are a little freaked out because maybe you followed a teacher that declared that the Lord was coming back on a certain date and it didn't happen. Maybe, possibly, you're here and the challenge that you think about is all the crazy charts and everything. Maybe you're here and you would say, listen, I just think the book of Revelation's a joke. What you'll find, even one of the videos that we're providing for you, Dr. Jerry Stevens, he was actually my neighbor growing up. He's an expert in the book of Revelation, professor. He talks about, in an interview with Pastor Dustin, he encourages us to take Revelation serious again because it's such a beautiful book. Listen, we also know this book can be really divisive. If I was to pass the microphone and just ask what your millennial views are, you guys would probably have a bunch of different viewpoints here. And sometimes that can be divisive within a church. We also know that this book can be extremely confusing. I pray that our journey together would help you to understand this beautiful, gospel-centered book of the Bible. But ultimately, before we begin, I want you to understand the X factor of what it takes to understand the book of Revelation. Y'all ready for this? The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. May I submit to you that it's actually almost impossible for you to fully understand or even appreciate the book of Revelation if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And so the beautiful picture of the gospel, guys, is not us actually having to understand a lot. Do you know the Spirit intercedes for us with groans too deep for words? The Holy Spirit will illuminate this text and will help us to understand these words even better. In just a few moments, if you're here today and you don't know Christ as Lord and Savior, I want to invite you to give your life to Jesus. Wasn't it amazing seeing people walk from death to life last week? 4 people baptized. Can we praise God? He is changing lives. He is changing this world one life at a time. And so what I want to do is I want to break down 3 important things as we go into the book of Revelation. And hear me on this. I pray that this first sermon would be somewhat the lens by which we almost put these goggles on. We put this lens on as we go into Revelation. And so this is a bit of an introductory sermon, but it's going to equip us on actually how to view the book of Revelation. We're going to look at the purpose, we're going to look at the promise, and we're going to look at the plan of Revelation. Number 1, the purpose. Look in God's word, Revelation chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. It says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants the things that must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near. Let's talk a little bit about the purpose of the book of Revelation. Three specific kind of genres or focuses in regards to the book of Revelation. Number one, the book of Revelation is apocalyptic. Apocalyptic. It says it right there. Basically, this is the definition or the meaning of the word apocalypse. It says the revelation of Jesus Christ. This description helps us get right to the main point of this book. This book shows us who Jesus is, especially in his glorified state. He is victorious. There's your summary of the book of Revelation. And guys, we can disagree about a number of things about this book. We should never, ever disagree about the truth that Jesus is victorious. The word apocalypse means a disclosure or an uncovering or revealing of truth, knowledge, or revelation. And the book of Revelation is a beautiful picture. This book is a revelation of Jesus given by God through an angel to John, to an audience, present and future, about the future kingdom that, oh, by the way, will not be destroyed. This incredible book is apocalyptic. Now, I'm going to get to put into practice a seminary class I took back in 2004, 2005, preaching from apocalyptic literature. And so I get to finally put that into practice, and I learned years ago that there are two different type of apocalyptic, y'all got to pray for me with all these crazy words. Don't name your son Apocalypse. Okay, and so all these different things. Listen, the book of Daniel, starting about chapter 7, and then Revelation are two examples of apocalyptic literature. And so what we're finding in these, it's almost like a convergence of eschatology and apocalyptic literature to be basically the prophecy of ancient Israel. Revelation is apocalyptic. Number two, Revelation is prophetic. Revelation is prophetic. It says it right there in verse 1, things that must soon take place. This book is a prophetic pronouncement that the kingdom of God will come and will soon be completed. There's a bunch of different approaches and different views when it comes to prophecy. Let me spit out some of these. Once again, you got to come tonight. Okay, receive this book to unpack these in more detail. I'll also tell you that on everyone's seat, you should have what I like to call our apocalypse cheat sheet. I've been studying Revelation for some time, and Pastor Dustin has put together a page, a summary sheet of terms and definitions. You're going to want to keep having this close to you. And so we are going to look at a whole bunch of things, different approaches like the preterist approach. Everything was fulfilled during or shortly after it was written. The historicist approach is being fulfilled through Western Christianity. These are people get all like, you know, Hitler's this and Soviet Union's this and present day Israel's this and Obama and Trump are this, you know. It's got a lot of issues to it, but that's their view. Futurist approach. We're still waiting basically for Revelation chapter 4 through 22 to be fulfilled. Most is yet to happen. How about the idealist approach? Basically states that everything is being fulfilled symbolically through the history of the church. And then how about the eclectic approach, which is a combination of a whole bunch of things? And so you might just be saying, well, Pastor Rob, I don't need to hear all that. I trust you. What do we want to go with, right? Well, I've got a great announcement to share with you. God blessed this world by creating me and Pastor Dustin. And we are so brilliant, we finally know the answer to this question, even though our church fathers over years and years and years have not been able to solve this? I'm not going to give you the answer to this question because I don't know for sure. What I will tell you is when you look at all these different approaches, remember, we want to stay united. And I would consider going to look at all of these approaches and consider the good in all of these approaches, but also the dangers. And for you to not marry any one of them. Also, I want you to know that there are different views in the book of Revelation. There is symbolism, right? You even see in our bumper, right? All the different symbols. You're going to see symbols like crazy in this series. Symbols, numbers, signs are used to portray visions of the future. One commentary, and if I can just say this, I'm going to have to keep saying one commentary or one pastor or whatever. I've done a lot of studying for this series, and I can't remember who said what. And so just count most of things are not from me, okay? Pastor Rob said that one commentary, one pastor said this. Please don't tweet it out, even though I heard when you put it on Twitter, it's like absolute truth, right? That's what I heard. And so don't tweet it out that this is from me. But one pastor said this, that Book of Revelation is less like a systematic theology book, and it's more like a picture book. I think that's great. Because we're going to look at these different symbols, and sometimes these symbols can bring confusion and different interpretations. I also love the different views that you see is the use of the Old Testament. Do you know that Revelation refers back to the Old Testament more than any other New Testament book? So we're going to read a lot actually about the Old Testament in the book of Revelation. All right, here's the next one. How about millennial views? All right, y'all pray I can get this out. We've got premillennialism, right? Jesus will return before. And under the category of premillennialism, you've got historic premillennialism and dispensational premillennialism. You've got postmillennialism. Jesus will return after the millennium. You've got amillennialism. The millennium is the present church age and no future millennium will come. I personally like this one, panmillennialism, right? Can't even say it right. Panmillennialism. You know what that is? Everything's going to pan out. And so we're going to look at all these different millennial views. How about this? The views of foretelling and forthtelling is in Revelation. And so the foretelling, both are speaking about what God is telling the church about the future, but foretelling talks about future plans, what is to come. Forthtelling is a proclamation like, you better repent. And it's a call to action. You're going to find both of those in the book of Revelation. Now, although this can be challenging, anybody already overwhelmed? Some of you are like, I need the raft, Pastor Rob. I need the raft. Put me back in the raft. Some of you are like, oh, this is so simple. I could teach better than you, Pastor Rob. All right, I get that. Although this can be challenging, okay, as we consider this, I want us to make a commitment. Everybody look at me. To stay united. Stay united. V group leaders, keep your group united. Keep your group united. This, I believe, the views in Revelation are not things that the church should be divided over. Whenever you think about doctrines, there are almost like three levels of doctrines. There's the first level, the top tier, which talks about just the Godhead and salvation and things that, just to be honest, I'll go to jail over. If I am told I can't preach this anymore, I'm going to jail. That's the top tier. That's not what we're talking about here. The second tier can be even some things within the Christian movement. Like, I want you to know our church, what we believe about baptism is different than some other Christian churches. We believe only this about baptism. You should be baptized as a believer by immersion. That's what we believe. All other churches, listen, I respect, they're Christians, they're just wrong. Okay? But you can disagree with someone, and we need to learn how to do this in America. You can disagree with someone, but still love them, still honor them, okay? That's not what we're talking about. Revelation, different views, all these things. You might have a post-trib, pre-trib, all these other different people. Listen, don't divide over these things. This is like that third tier. And so let's stay united together. Book of Revelation, apocalyptic, prophetic, number three, specific. And so if you are sitting in the raft and you're like, Pastor Rob, where do I start? I don't even know how to say apocalyptic. You're struggling too. Listen, I don't know about prophecy and all that stuff. Where should I begin? Start with specific. When you go into the book of Revelation, you find out, as it says in Scripture, he made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God, to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. And so this is a letter from God in Christ through an angel to John for the church. This is not random. This has a specific historical and biblical context. It's the climax to the New Testament, and it is the awesome fulfillment of the Old Testament. This description of Revelation will help most people. Some of y'all, if you go straight to the charts, I'm just telling you, it's over for you. If you go straight to even some of the prophecies, it's going to be tough. Go first of all to this truth, the specific nature of the book of Revelation. Start with what's known, start with what's clear. Even in our journey, I want you to know, this week and then the next 7 weeks, we're only going to look at Revelation chapter 1, verse 2, Revelation chapter 3. And in that, we find these letters from John to seven churches. And we're going to learn about the specific context of the book of Revelation, the fact that this letter was written by a specific person, John the Apostle, that this letter was written at a specific place, the island of Patmos, because John had been exiled there, that this letter was written at a specific time during different emperors, that this letter was written with a specific audience to these seven churches that were located in Asia Minor, which is modern-day Turkey, the church in Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. And so we're going to see all these specific contexts. And so let's answer the question as we close, the first thing, the purpose. Why then was the book of Revelation written? It's a good question. And if this whole beginning of this message here has kind of really put you in the deep end and you don't know how to swim, wake back up and hone in with me right now. I'm going to give you something real easy to grab a hold of. Why was the book of Revelation written? Number one, worship. Worship. It was written for worship. Throughout this book, you are going to recognize the greatness of God. He is presented as the one who is supreme over everything and the one who is in control over everything. He is presented as the hope of glory. Christ is in control and he is victorious. Revelation leads to worship. Number two, wisdom. Throughout this book, you are going to receive incredible wisdom from God. This wisdom is filled with amazing instruction on how to live for Jesus, how to humble yourself, how to stay faithful, how to avoid false teachers, how to repent, even how to be liberated in anticipation of our coming Lord. Revelation leads to wisdom. And can we all want wisdom here? Because right thinking leads to right living. But number three, witness. Why was the book of Revelation written? Witness. Throughout this book, you're going to be reminded of the mission of God. As we worship, as we receive wisdom, we're going to be called out to be a witness of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we're going to read about the guarantee that's found in Christ, and then we're going to go and be passionate about sharing with the world who's trying to buy the lies of the enemy and selling their lives out to what the enemy's telling them. We're going to instead be passionate about sharing with them that something that's guaranteed, the gospel of Jesus Christ. The purpose of Revelation leads to worship, wisdom, and witness. Number two, I want to talk about the promise. The promise. And so in all of Revelation, you find promises. I'm not going to read this right now, but you'll find some specific promises in Revelation chapter 1, verse 4 through 8. John McCann got up and read it in the middle of that song set, and this powerful, beautiful picture of the promises of God. Well, in verse 4 through 8, you find three specific promises. The first is this. Check this promise. God is the greatest. God is the greatest. Listen, Pastor Dustin, once again, has created this booklet for us to understand. He talks about how God is so great. He says in Revelation, two qualities of God rise to the surface. First, God is majestic and deserving of praise. Secondly, God is sovereign. And because he is sovereign, we are called to worship, but patiently trust, obey, and endure to the end. This beautiful picture that we have, that God is the greatest. He declares here in verse 4 through 8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. We are going to look in Revelation and see the promise of the greatness of God. But second, it's a good promise. Jesus is victorious. Jesus is victorious. The gospel of Jesus is a theme of all of Scripture. But may I submit to you, the gospel of Jesus, listen to me, is not about just coming in at certain moments in the book of Revelation. It is the focus of the book of Revelation. There is no greater theme than the gospel of Jesus. Revelation speaks of who Jesus is, what he has done, and what he will do. In this, we'll find that Jesus, number one, redeems. He redeems. We together will look to the past as Jesus conquered sin, death, and hell upon the cross and through the resurrection. We'll secondly look that Jesus rules, that we look to the present as Jesus rules now from heaven. And we in this moment, as we recognize that he rules now from heaven, we also understand that we don't make Jesus Lord. He is Lord. And so we hold to this truth that Jesus is victorious, but number three, that Jesus returns. Here we look to the future, and we see this coming again to bring to completion this great narrative of the eternal glory with him for the church. Jesus wins forever. Just think about these promises, because you guys are being sold a lot of promises that are not that legit. These are some legit promises. God is the greatest. Jesus is victorious. All right, here it is. Number three, the church is blessed. There's a promise right here in this text that the church is blessed. It says, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom, priests to be his God, to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Check out the amazing promises that we've just read about. Number one, this is for somebody in the house right now. You are loved. There's no like, I hope you'll be loved. No, in this text, you are loved. We recognize that the church is blessed. See Christ in the book of Revelation. See how much he loves you. See that God demonstrated his love for us and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Church is blessed in love. Number two, you are victorious. You are victorious. And we're not waiting for victory once again. You are victorious. See Christ in the book of Revelation and see that you are free. This being free from sin is symbolic of the salvation that we have in Christ. We are a new creation. The old is past. The new has come. Because of this victory, we are thankful and worship. Because of this victory, we can have no fear. Because of this victory, we can endure through difficult times. Because of our freedom, we can live with incredible anticipation of an eternal glory. Which brings us to this third thing. You are eternal. You are eternal. What an amazing promise from God. And the fact that Jesus is victorious in Christ Jesus, you are eternal. We get the amazing privilege of not only reading about and watching the eternal reign of Christ and his kingdom, but get this. We get the privilege of participating in the reign of Christ and his kingdom. We're not just going to observe. We're going to participate. And you are eternal if you are in Christ Jesus. Nothing can separate you from Christ Jesus. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Eternal glory is now and forever. The church is blessed for eternity. And so we come to the last point. How is the church to experience these promises of blessing? Once again, you raised your hand saying, I want to be blessed. Well, how is the church to experience these promises of blessing? I might go as some preachers would and say, listen, let's go and let's take these five steps and let's go and do this. I say let's lean upon the word of God and the promises that are found in the book of Revelation. And the book of Revelation, it submits to us the plan of how we are to be blessed. It's threefold, and it's found in verse 9 through verse 20. Now, if I can tell you, tonight, I'm going to break down this text a little more and really look at some amazing attributes of who Jesus is as he's described here in this text. But I want to overarchingly summarize for you right now three things in regards to his plan in the book of Revelation. Number one, bow and worship. Number two, obey all wisdom. Number three, rise up as witnesses. Rise up as witnesses. Bow in worship. Listen to me. In verse 12 through 16, we see an amazing picture of Jesus that compels us to bow in worship. One of the commentaries that we've presented to you, Dr. Danny Akin, says this, that Jesus is our priest in this text. He's profound, he's permanent, he's powerful, he's protective, he's perfect, he's praiseworthy. Y'all know why I love him. I love alliteration. And so he killed it there. The plan of Revelation is that we would bow in worship. Number two, we obey all wisdom. And so over the next 7 weeks, we're going to look at this letter from John to these churches. And you're going to find in each of these churches, listen to me, if I could just take a little side note. Stop throwing stones at the church right now. Stop. I know there's some idiots out there and even some pastors that have liked to be silent during all this incredible pain and suffering that our country's having right now. Guys, listen to me. I see my brothers and sisters in Christ all over this country standing against evil, and especially the church. I thank God for the church. Thank God for the church. But you're going to find when you go into the book of Revelation, guess what? The church is described with some praise. So Jesus, through John, says, you're doing good here, but then he says, you got issues here. Good luck finding a church that doesn't have issues. Good Lord. Like, you're demanding a grace upon your life that you're not willing to give to someone else. And stop the Twitter rants right now, slaying pastors all over the country. I know I've got friends who are rising up right now. We're not perfect. Don't beat up the bride. It's nonsense. And I'm going to block you on Facebook if I see it. Listen, the church's got problems, but you know what Jesus does? This obey all wisdom. He doesn't just leave them with their problems. He gives them a plea and he gives them a promise. Anyone else thankful in your mess? Jesus gave you a plea and a promise that he offered you a way out? Praise the Lord. Even those who are screw-ups right now, who are awful racists right now, I believe that God is greater than their sin. And I want to pray for reconciliation in their own life right now. Let me just pray and bomb everybody and take everybody out. You know who ISIS is in the New Testament? The Apostle Paul. Why don't we pray for somebody in ISIS to come to faith in Jesus? So we need to rise up, church. And we need to speak about this wisdom that's found, the hope of glory. But number three, and this is amazing, we rise up as witnesses. John says, listen, I've received this vision, and this vision of the Lord is a guarantee from the Lord that nothing will ever separate us. Jesus wins. And so let's rise up, church, as witnesses for the gospel of Jesus Christ. The book of Revelation will inspire us. And so as we come to a close and as we get ready to take communion and as we get ready to respond to Jesus, I offer you this purpose and response of Revelation. Do you see it? What did I tell you? Why was the book of Revelation written? Worship, wisdom, witness. Today, let's bow and worship. Let's obey all wisdom. Let's rise up as witnesses. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the book of Revelation. And Lord, we thank you for this privilege that we have of taking a journey this fall. God, in this book that you wrote through your servant, the Apostle John. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, we would at some level turn away from the charts and the divisions and this. Stop looking at those things and instead look to you, Jesus, in our lives. God, I pray that you would transform us. That you would call people in this room who don't know you to repentance. And God, as we move forward, Lord, may we be faithful to do the very thing that you've called us to in the book of Revelation. To bow and worship. To obey all wisdom. To rise up as witnesses. In Jesus' name we pray.